You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Happy Friday. And remember, we got an extra hour of sleep this weekend. Don't forget to turn back the clocks. I know I keep reminding everybody, but we're all going to forget, right? Then we're going to take the kids to Sunday school and realize it's an hour early. And then we're like, no, and then we're going to have to take them for McDonald's breakfast. And then we're going to feel guilty that they ate fat, and it's just going to be a complete cluster. So make sure you remember, turn back the clocks 1 hour this weekend for daylight savings time. Now, I know many of you get mad because I'll watch a television show, during the week, rare time I get to sit and actually watch TV, and then I'll complain about it and then make you guys listen to why I'm upset about it because of something that happened. And many of you don't even watch a show, so you don't care. But I have a point I'm going to make. So really quickly, I was working on some reports, and I don't know what I was doing. I really don't know what I was doing last night, but we had X Factor on in the background, all right? And I remember there were a couple real good singers, okay, all right, on X Factor. And I'm not saying you have to watch X Factor to know what I'm going to get to, okay? There's going to be a point I'm going to get to this, but I just have to preface it really quickly. Now, there's this David Corey, who I remember liking in boot camp. You know, he sang a rendition of Mercy. You know, you're begging me for mercy. And, I mean, he was just going off with the runs, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this guy's probably going to win. He's brilliant. And then there was also a beautiful girl, Diamond. I don't know if her last name's White, Diamond. I can't think of it. Okay, so you see these people, so you think you know who's going to win, et cetera. And I guess for those of you that aren't familiar with the X Factor, and I don't know how long the show is going to last because every time they tick people off, but I guess what they do is you got these four judges, Simon Cowell, Britney Spears, L.A. Reid, and Demi Lovato. And they each get a bunch of contestants, and they form them. They create them, kind of like what The Voice does, and they turn them into little superstars. And then you vote, etc. Although yesterday it wasn't a vote. It was, I guess the judges had to kick out whoever they wanted to kick out. Now, the problem I see with this, which actually is a problem I see in life in general, is two really good people who I just had mentioned, David and Diamond, both left and got knocked off. And the reason why is the song that the mentor picked for them kind of blew. Now, many of us could see talent in people, whether it's on X Factor, whether it's in Gold Rush, whether it's your colleague at work. But what frustrates me, and maybe this is just something I need to work through, or maybe we all should be frustrated, is I see so many people fail, so to speak, when their talents aren't utilized the way they should be. Okay, and how many of you feel that same way? You lost a job, and I'm not saying because of recession, but let's say you lost a job, you lost a position, you lost an account because you couldn't do it in a way that showed your best light. Now, we talked about this a few weeks ago because I think there was another television show where somebody got kicked off, etc. And, I know, it was the same stupid show. It was the same show, but somebody started to sing a song she thought was her thing, her breakout song, and it turned out she stunk. They gave her a second chance. That's CeCe Frey. She sang a Christina Aguilera song, knocked it out of the ballpark. And I had brought that up a few weeks ago, saying I think a lot of us shoot ourselves in the foot because we underestimate our talent. We don't even know what to do with our talent or our skill. We think we know what we're doing. We shoot ourselves in the foot. However, this particular show last night displayed you have the wrong person mentoring you. You have the wrong person showcasing you. You're going to fail as well. And I think this is a lesson we need to learn and we need to teach our kids or our grandkids as they're entering this world how to showcase our talent. And if we don't know how to showcase our talent or skills, have somebody help us. Now, true, You know, I remember my mom taking resume classes in the 60s, and when I was in the 80s, you learned how to make a resume. And that's important. That's an aspect of it. You turn in a crappy resume, you're not going to get through the front door. A resume helps, you know. And we've talked about how to get a job and how to dress for a job and what your resume should look like and font. You don't want an overbearing font, because psychologically it can make the person looking at it look, go, you know what, this is a little too much. It's a little too overdone. It makes me feel weak. But you also want a font that invites strength. Somebody looks at something that's kind of bold, you know, kind of a nice girthy font, it makes them feel girthy. Okay, stop the giggles. Honestly, if you want to talk about the psychology of it, it's true. Think about it. You know, you don't want too girthy a font. But just the right girth helps, okay? We could actually translate that same subject to, remember we were talking about penis size and sex, right, where everybody thinks the bigger the better, and I said, no, it has to be like the Cinderella fit, just right for certain people. Things have to be just right. Okay, there, okay, now we'll leave the penis topic, go back to interviews and resumes, but you see how everything translates into, not sex, but everything translates into any subject you could be dealing with. You need to learn, whether you're 45, whether you're 65, whether you're 25, whether you're 15, the art of showcasing yourself correctly. We just saw two extremely talented people kicked off a show because whoever their mentor was made them sing a stupid song that didn't showcase their talent. Now their career, possibly, I mean, maybe they will sing, maybe they won't. But usually you don't hear a lot about these runner-ups on these shows. And it's a shame, that kills me, to see talented people. Now, hopefully they're smart, they find somebody that can work with them, showcase their talent, but how many times does that happen to us, day after day, week after week, year after year? All right? It happens. You know, it does. You know, I'm in show business, and, you know, we're interviewing agents, etc., and, you know, I actually might have made a little mistake jumping on the television bit of a show that probably wasn't the best show to be on. Not going to go into too much detail, but, no, not Pawn Stars, something else. You know, because you need somebody to guide you. Now, I'm not saying everybody needs a manager. I've seen some managers completely mess people up. I mean, look at Selena's manager. She killed him. But, you know, you need to, as a person, if you know what needs to be done to showcase or to exemplify what you are to the eyes of who you're trying to market to. And if you don't know how to do it, you got to get the right person that does. And if you don't like their, you know, what they're fishing you or shooting at you, then fine, get a second opinion. But it's going to be an art that some of us are completely forgetting as we just enter the job world again. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800 686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And I'm not thanking them because they're my boss and I want to kiss up. And I know the boss is kind of walking around and I want to have job security. I really do thank them because I couldn't do what I do without them. And the Dr. Dolly Show is a team. Yes, it does. I mean, couldn't hurt kissing up, but honestly, the Dr. Dolly Show is not done just by me. There is a whole crew. Don, George, Kyle, Scott, all cute, by the way. And then, of course, Ted Anderson. So, the other John. So I just, you know, want you to know that when you do write in and flood us with compliments on our show, which is something I never expected, and thank you guys so much, I can't take all the credit. We have an amazing crew. Amazing crew. So thank you guys. I love you all. They hate it when I get all mushy. See, Dr. and I got all mushy. Now they're getting all red and all embarrassed. See, they oh no, the girly host is getting girly. All right, Connor from San Diego writes, Doctor, I work for a computer company and have been asked to train the new guy. to do a job only I can do. This makes me edgy. Like you say, my spidey sense is kicking in. I've been with the company for 10 years, and this kid is half my age. What's my next move? I'd have spidey sense on this one, too. Here's the thing. I'm assuming if this kid is half your age, you're probably in your 40s, and, you know, I am too, and I think a lot of us can, you know, sometimes see the writing on the wall, but it may not be that bad. Okay, so what do you do, all right, theoretically, if you have to train, you know, a younger, newer, less expensive personnel for your job, do you train them like crap? Yeah, I know that's what some of us have thought of, right? Well, I'm going to train them to do every mistake in the book so then they suck and then they get fired. I see the logic there, but this is what I would do. Okay. I mean, you've been with the company 10 years. Is there anybody with the company that you're comfortable with talking to? Okay. You know, and if you do have that conversation, I would probably start it out as the following. I'd be like, okay, so it looks like you want me to train somebody on, you know, things I could do. I'm honored. It's a compliment. And I love it. I love to teach. I think it's great. We got to get this next generation of people knowing what's going on. Things are evolving. But I can't help, you know, being a little kind of concerned because, you know, with this recession, how secure am I? Are we still good? I'm going to give this guy everything I've got. I do have a place in this company and I feel like I'm an important cog in the wheel. And I just want to know I got still some security with you guys. Now, if they brush you off and go, oh, we can't have this conversation, just do your job, or, oh, we can't go there, I think you kind of have your answer. If you have somebody who you think is really good that lies to your face, say, Connor, we love you. You ain't going anywhere. I'd still probably start casually looking. But if it's somebody you've been with, you know, he reassures me. He's like, look, honestly, it's just the workload. We got so much of the workload. We want to get, we want to make sure we're coming up on holidays. If you take off, if they give you an answer that you feel you could digest, then great. All right. Now, personally, I think all of us should always have plan B and plan C. I don't think any of us are ever safe, even when the economy gets better. I just don't. I've just never thought any of us can be safe. You know, I'm in radio. I check the ratings every month wherever I could check the ratings on, because you could be phenomenal one month and then, you know, ratings could come in another month and not look so good. I mean, I can't imagine that ever happening to me, but theoretically I could have low ratings. I mean, it could. Yeah. Hell will freeze over one day. All right. That could happen. But still, and we all know it's not all about the ratings. It's not all about how good you do a job. You know, are these people, having you train a new guy so they have somebody cheaper? They have somebody who maybe has less health insurance expenditures? Absolutely. Or are you being overly paranoid? I mean, I don't want you being overly paranoid. You've been with this job for 10 years and you may be with them for another few decades. So if you can't sit quiet and you feel like you need to do something and investigate, that's something you could do. Talk to one of your higher ups, you know, have a talk to talk, say, this is my plan on training him. This is what I want to do. Love it. Honored. You'd have me do it, you know, but then on the flip side with this recession, I hear horror stories. Am I still good? Yeah. And if you don't think you like the answer, well, then, you know, okay, start, you know, kind of casually looking, get some feelers out there. So then at least you don't have the rug ripped out from under you. I mean, you know, I don't think a lot of us are as afraid of being fired as we once were. Once you know to expect it. You know, we talk about this a lot on the show when we talk about cancer, okay? The person that comes to me as a patient or as a listener saying, oh my gosh, I have to go to the doctor. I hate going to the doctor because they're going to find something. Oh no, they're going to find something. I'm going to be told I have cancer. I don't want to know. I want to stick my head in the sand. Why would I want to know? Okay, those are the people that get completely wiped out and floored and psychologically don't do well if they do ever get bad news. And I mean, honestly, most physicals really do not result in a cancer diagnosis. It's that your cholesterol cholesterol's high, your blood pressure's high, get your act together type of thing. All right. But the people who've had a family history, you know, every man in my family's had a heart attack, or everyone's in my family, you know, seems to be prone to some type of cancer or some type of mental illness, etc. Those people are a little bit more psychologically prepared. Believe it or not, they come in and they go, Doc, I'm here because, you know, every man over 60 seems to have some sort of heart condition. I want to get checked. You know, let me know what I got to do. If I got to see the cardiologist, what do I have to do so I don't have the same fate? Because I know I've got dealt, this particular hand. Those people do better. So same thing when it comes to the job market. Knowing, and again, I don't want you paranoid. I don't want you pessimistic. I don't want you always in fear. But I want you to have a realistic picture. And when you go into your job knowing any day could be your last, you're a lot more prepared mentally if there is a blow. All right? And I know some of you would probably disagree. Some of you would say, No. My psychologist says, and I'm not a psychologist, I'm a family doctor, but, you know, I know some of you would say, no. I've been told you be positive, everything's gonna be fine. Yes, there's something to being positive, and we've talked about that, especially with fighting cancer or disease. You be as positive as you can. Remember, there was an article last week saying doctors are being overly optimistic about cancer treatment for metastatic disease. They should, you know, tell the patient like it is, which I think is baloney. You go into a fight, and you go into a fight thinking you're going to win. Absolutely. But what I can't stand seeing is when people have the rug ripped out from under them. Is that the right analogy? The floor ripped out from under them? What was it? The floor? The carpet? The carpet? Whatever. Okay. The linoleum? All right. Whatever is ripped out from under your feet. Okay. Your socks. They have a much harder time regrouping. Now, remember, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And so when we had the layoffs in 2008 and 2009 and 2010, what was so frustrating was knowing the next Monday, another 1,000, 2,000 people were going to lose their job. And every Monday was going to be bad news. I really don't understand why people get fired on a Monday. I always thought you fire on a Friday. Because then they have the weekend to regroup. But I guess a lot of companies don't like to do that because then they could go and TP your house of business. So they do it on a Monday. A lot of firings happen on a Monday. I need to figure that why. If you guys know why, tell me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Which is why I always kind of freak out on a Monday. I'm like, hi everybody at GCN. How y'all doing? Hi, love everybody. Y'all look good. Yeah, nice jeans. But it's true. Mondays usually are bad days when it comes to firing. I just never understood that. But, you know, the people that knew, okay, this could happen to me, they were already bracing themselves. You know how whenever they say, you know, when you brace yourself, you seem to handle the accident better but how long can you brace for yourself? You want to kind of relax a little bit. So I hope that helps. What helps? Basically, Connor think, you know, has got to train the new guy. Worried if that's because he's on his way out. Already, always have feelers. Always have plan B. We all should have plan B, plan C. But do your job the best that you can. That's another thing. I was at a radio conference, and David Bernstein said, and I've told you guys this, he said, look, we're all going to be fired one day. Nobody doesn't not get fired. I mean, unless, of course, he owns his own business. You're all going to get fired. So don't try to play low. Don't try to circle the equator. Don't try to be under the radar, even though I told y'all to do that yesterday. You know, make your mark and accomplish something, because you will all be fired one day, and you're going to have to apply for another job, and you need to show them what you've done and what you created. So don't leave a job also on a low note. Okay? You need to train this guy. Train him. It doesn't help sabotaging his career. It's not going to help you. Plus karma. So, you know, you do what you need to do, but just be wise, let that spidey sense kick in, and be prepared. All right, great question. Guys, keep the questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, or go to our email at, or our website at drdahlia.com. Don't go away. A lot more medical news and updates. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier, and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDalli, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget Saturday night. Make sure to change your, well, Sunday you're supposed to change your clocks back, you know, at 2 a.m., back an hour, but many of you are going to do it before you go to bed because you don't like the idea of setting your alarm at 1:58 in the morning just to set your clocks, which I think is kind of funny. Can you imagine? The other, some of you that do that, I'm not making fun of you, just that's just how you like to do things. You want to be exact. All right, all the power to you. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Okay, going to give you some quick updates on Hurricane Sandy and how the governors are not going to allow the insurance companies to invoke the hurricane deductibles. I'll tell you about that in a second. For those of you who wish to donate, RedCross.org is asking for any sort of donations you can. Monetary donations, from what I understand, are the best. It's the easiest for them to use. Then people out there can receive these cards from Red Cross, or Red Cross will be purchasing supplies for them. We here locally in Las Vegas have been collecting baby food, formula, blankets, bottles, medical supplies, etc., in hopes of shipping it or working with Red Cross or Goodwill. And we're doing this drive all through November, because even if they don't need any more supplies, and I couldn't imagine, I hope they don't, on the East Coast, we could at least be replenishing then local Red Cross and Goodwill. So for those of you in the Las Vegas area, please go to my website. I have our Dr. Dahlia headquarters address. It is a headquarters. We'll put up a flag or something. And that's where you could bring in anything. Lightly used is fine. But like I said, diapers, hygiene products, baby food, pet food, etc. Okay? And we are working in conjunction with the relief effort to get goods to these people. Thank you guys so much. Okay, so homeowners in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, according to CNN Money, will luckily save thousands of dollars on insurance costs after several governors declared that Sandy did not make landfall as a hurricane. Because when Hurricane Sandy hit landfall, it was already, I believe, a tropical depression. And being a tropical depression, the insurance companies can't then charge deductibles. Okay, so I know when the story broke, some of you were kind of scratching your head going, okay, wait a second. The governors are going to say now that the insurance companies can't charge deductibles. How could they do that and interfere with private, you know, even though we all want to help, you know, our people who have lost their homes. But it wasn't that. It wasn't governors saying, all right, tough, insurance companies can't, you know, have to now, you know, change your contracts. It was the hurricane deductible can't apply if it truly wasn't a hurricane. If the flooding happened because of raining that occurred once it downgraded, that should be the out homeowners get to use. Now, from what we understand, hurricane deductibles could be anywhere from 1 to 5% of your property's value. So let's say a policyholder, according to CNN, has a house worth $300,000. The deductible, if the deductible is 5%, could be $15,000 in damages. Remember those of you who dealt with the Northridge earthquake? We saw that happen, except many of your deductibles were even higher. So to fix your home, many of you were just floored because you had to come up with $30,000 out of pocket, depending on what your deductible was, before you could even fix. I hate deductibles. I really do. The deductible is so high in hopes that you don't ever make the deductible or you don't want to use the insurance, just like health insurance. I have a $2,500 deductible per household member with my insurance right now, right? Times four, $10,000 deductible. By the time I even make a dent in that, there's a new year. And then the deductible starts over. It's a game insurance companies play. It is. Okay? But I do understand some of your fear of government coming in saying, tough, we're just not going to allow deductibles. I understand we, you know, never want government to impinge like that. But from what we understand, if it truly wasn't a hurricane, even though it started out as one, if it made landfall already as a storm and people now are incurring the snowstorm, there's still huge snowstorm, huge rainfall in areas, then the homeowner's policy, from what I understand, should kick in. Now, whether that has a deductible or not, I don't know. Okay? They say hurricane deductibles only go into effect when storms have sustained winds 74 miles per hour or more, which is Category 1 hurricane strength. State governors from New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are saying Sandy was below the 74 miles an hour when it hit. Okay? The insurance industry, they say, would have reached the same conclusion, according to Robert Hartwig, president of the Insurance Information Institute. They said no one would have been charged a hurricane deductible. They say insurers came up with the idea of hurricane deductibles after they made heavy payouts for Hurricane Andrew in 1992. Hurricane Andrew caused $15.5 billion, and that was 20 years ago, in damages. Insurers in hurricane-prone states along the eastern seaboard and Gulf of Mexico have started to be adding deductible to their policies. They say disaster and risk modeling from Ekecat estimates that there will be between $10 billion and $20 billion of insured losses from Sandy. This is going to be rough. Now, did Hurricane Katrina put insurance companies out? I don't know the answer to that question. Now, I mean, if insurance companies, the main big ones, are still out there, okay, I mean, you know, Allstate and Progressive and... What's the one? Yeah, Progressive is the Progressive. There was one that was green. I forget which one was green. Okay. Well, I mean, we still have the big insurance companies left. I mean, yes, Hurricane Katrina took its toll on insurance companies and those that had you know, policies. But I mean, it didn't put them under. I know everybody's worried about businesses failing and then it adding to the recession. But I think right now we got to worry about getting these people back into their homes. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's what we need to do first. If there are deductibles, then I think the next relief fund we should all be working on is something to help these people with their deductibles. I mean, can you imagine losing your home, having it completely leveled? Who in New York or New Jersey expected something like that to happen? You know, people in Florida, they expect it to happen all the time. They're always, you know, they, you know, always have supplies. They have their boards. I mean, they could teach, you know, anyone how to do hurricane preparedness, you know. But I mean, in New York, they just weren't expecting a flood of this nature. Now, from what we understand, New York, New Jersey, et cetera, when they rebuild, they want to rebuild to prevent this from happening. I know Mayor Bloomberg is blaming global warming. He said he's voting for Obama because Obama gets it. I really don't think it's global warming. I mean, we've discussed previously on the show how there's been, you know, horrible hurricanes throughout the 50s and 60s and clusters. Global warming wasn't an issue then. Not sure what they're talking about. But from what we understand, New York now wants to build $6 billion in sea barriers to prevent the surge that occurred in New York that flooded. Same thing with Jersey. Remember, what happened on the shorelines was the surge. The sea, the waves, there was some, a 14-foot surge at one time, people recorded, but then in the deeper parts of the city, or the more inland, they got inundated because of the rain. So, what New York wants to do is to protect from the surge. From what I understand, there's already been proposals and bidding from two European firms, and the price is just above $6 billion to make these barriers. I don't know what the barriers are going to look like. I don't know if they do have a picture here. Looks kind of small to me. All right, I don't know how tall they're going to make it. I mean, hopefully, you know, a little higher than 14 feet. I mean, they better not go, okay, what we'll do is we'll do 14 feet and 1 millimeter. That'll give us just enough protection. I hope they do this right. But from what I understand, that's going to be the next move. Because again, the Northeast is not, you know, in the clear by any means. And if honestly, Mayor Bloomberg really thinks that global warming is here to stay and that's what's causing the hurricanes and there's going to be a slew of hurricanes on the way, then fine. Protect the city. All right? Don't know where they're going to get the money, though. Sure not going to be from people buying 16-ounce or greater cups. All right, guys, don't grow away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 48 minutes past the hour. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, if you are going to be planning a summer vacation and you're thinking about a cruise, something like that has to be done early. And if you are thinking about a cruise, please think about coming with us up to Alaska. The Dr. Dahlia Show cruise to Alaska is always fun. And you learn a lot, and it's a great deal. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Check that out. We already got some great families already coming with us, and you're going to have a good time. And don't worry, you'll definitely have alone time. You don't have to hang out with me the whole week. All right, I know. I know you guys could barely get through a three-hour show during the day. I want to make you have to spend your whole vacation with me, but I really look forward to hanging out with you guys. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And like I said, you'll definitely get some time to go and explore parts of Canada and Alaska if you want with the excursion. So please check that out. Speaking of Canada, Canadians are now telling their citizens to check for radon in their houses and get their home tested for radon. Now, we've talked about radon before, where radon comes from rock and it seeps from underneath. And radon in Canada is the second leading cause of lung cancer death. About 16% of lung cancer cases in Canadians. Number one is usually for smoking. All right. And so I guess a survey released by Lung Cancer Canada underscores that problem. It showed that only 1% of Canadians are aware of the fact that radon exposure is the second leading cause of lung cancer in their country. Now, all houses have some sort of radon. Okay, it's a byproduct of uranium. The mineral breaks down in the soil. It releases radon gas. Gas works its way to buildings through cracks, foundations, gaps, etc. So the US EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, who I used to work for a little bit, liked them a lot, has a guide. It's called A Citizen's Guide to Radon. So you could go to epa.gov. radon. And they kind of give you recommendations. The EPA does recommend to test your home for radon. They want you to fix your home if the radon level is 4 picocuries per liter or higher. All right. Even though radon level is less than 4 picocuries, pico, what is that, like Dukes of Hazzard? Right? Roscoe Pico Drain. Right? Boss Hog. Okay. Anyway, even though radon level is less than 4 picos, still pose a risk. Many cases can be reduced. Now, from what I understand, in Canada, they found that many homes have over 200. 200. The level we're supposed to be at is below 4. Now, in America, 21,000 deaths per year is caused by radon lung cancer. Did you guys have any idea? I didn't. Well, okay. All right. And apparently, EPA is comparing that to drunk driving at 17,000. Falls in the home, 8,000. Drownings, 3,900 and 2,800 deaths due to home fires. So we're talking about radon surpassing drunk driving, falls in the home, drownings, and home fires as a cause of death due to lung cancer. So this is something that has to be looked at. Okay? If you smoke, you make it worse. All right. Now, let me see where else. So soil, rock, water gets into the air you breathe. I reviewed that. It could be in any of your buildings. It could be in school, offices, home, etc. Testing should be done, both the EPA and the Surgeon General. We don't hear much from the Surgeon General. Is it our current Surgeon General? Oh, I'd love to be Surgeon General. Y'all know what my recommendations would be if you got the loot toot, right? Get rid of the gas. All right, definitely getting rid of the gas. So a surgeon, if I was Surgeon General, I already know what I would do. Testing is inexpensive, they say. All right, there should be these kits. I'll try to find some, post some information on my website about that. They said you could fix a radon problem. They say there are radon reduction systems. They work, they're not too costly, and they can lower radon in your home 99%. They say new homes can be built with radon-resistant features. Okay, again, they want levels below 4 picos, picocuries, and they say every new home should be tested even before you move in. All right, there's also a step-by-step guide that EPA has. I don't know if we're going to have time to go into that. All right, so we talked about how radon gets into the home. It's the natural decay of uranium that breaks off. You have the radon gas. Uranium is in all soils. Okay, moves up from the ground to the air. I'm going through the EPA site right now. The home traps the radon, and then you are in big, deep trouble. Construction joints, crack in walls, gaps in suspended floors, gaps around service pipes, cavities inside the walls. So make sure your home has a toothbrush and, of course, a water supply. Brings in radon. They say one out of 15 homes, the EPA is saying one out of 15 homes in the U.S. is estimated to have elevated radon levels. One in 15. And I don't even want to think about what's going on in the schools, the daycare, the child care facilities. So, like I said, there are do-it-yourself kits. There are also, you could hire qualified testers. If you don't know where to go with this, you could always call your nearest radon office. And let me see if there's anything they're telling you that I haven't already told you. All right. Okay, new home sales, radon in water. All right. Radon in your water supply poses an inhalation and ingestion risk. Okay, la-di-da-di-da, going on. This was more than I thought we would be able to get from this with the EPA. This is pretty good. Okay, so they say here, all right, radon risk if you smoke. If 1,000 people smoked, were exposed to just 20 picocuries, 26% of them would get lung cancer. Again, more than drownings. If 1,000 people smoked, they were exposed to 10 picocuries, 150 people would get lung cancer. 8 picocuries, 120. So you see small amounts. I just can't believe that there's homes, especially in Canada, up at the 200 picocurie mark. So, all right, we'll kind of update you on that. Make sure you get your radon act together, and don't forget to check that out. Now, speaking of getting their act together, looks like the Pharmacy Board is adopting new rules ever since the Framingham Compounding Company cluster, where multiple people died from the fungal meningitis outbreak when its methylprednisolone acetate vials were contaminated with fungus. Federal regulators say they found contamination in two more New England Compounding Center products, preservative-free beta-methasone, which is another steroid that we use for back pain, and a cardioplegia solution that we use for heart surgery. All right. Massachusetts' new rules will give the State Pharmacy Board enhanced powers to move more quickly. That would be nice to shut down compounding pharmacies and quarantine their products. Yes, it did take forever. The rules were published by the administration of Governor Patrick and unanimously approved by the Massachusetts Board of Registration in Pharmacy. So state laws are going to get tighter. I hope other states follow. You know, like I told you, it's all of our responsibilities as healthcare providers and professionals to make sure we have our acts together, make sure what we have is safe. I mean, I can't tell you how many, I mean, we do our controls every day. We always inspect our vials. We always throw out things that are expired. These are things that it's just common sense that you do. You know, nobody's allowed to track in mud. If they do, they don't get to go anywhere near the lab. And these are just very simple rules. I mean, you know, everybody's like, oh, safety first. You know, and safety compliance is difficult. Well, it's difficult when you don't do it every day. But when you have a routine every day and it's the same routine, it's not that hard, people. Okay? I mean, you'll end up killing people if you don't get your act together. Okay, speaking of, again, something else not having their acts together. From what we understand, some of the largest banks are under constant cyber attack. From what we understand, Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano says the nation's largest financial institutions are actively under attack by cyber criminals. Yes, let's get all our medical records into one location and let them attack that too. Are they kidding me? Apparently, let's say financial institutions are actively under attack. She says, we know that. I'm not giving you any classified information. I will say this has involved some of our nation's largest institutions. All right, including Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, SunTrust, Capital One, PNC Bank. Always watch your passwords, people. Always watch your accounts. Don't wait for the monthly statement. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.